Tony East County Commissioner John Dencook says armed raiders suspected of coming from Luanjang community in Tony East County attack a cattle camp owned by the Baich, Ador, Pagor, and Jalwao communities in Woonlit area of Tony East County for the past 2 days. He says 16 people died on the spot and 2 others succumbed to gunshot wounds on Thursday morning.
The clashes happened on Tuesday morning in a place called Penyan Beach. Beach side was caused by the attackers who prepared themselves from Ranjang side and attacked Penyan Beach. The fight from both sides have lost more than 15 people have died. In the morning again,
Cook says the attackers also stole a known number of cattle. He says authorities dispatched government security forces to Panyan Beach cattle camp to restore camp to the area. Warabe State Information Minister William Wolkwol condemned the renewed fighting in Tony East after about a year of relative peaceful coexistence between the communities there. He says Governor Lewa Yeng is taking charge of the situation.
Since it has renewed unexpectedly, it is condemned strongly as time possible. General Lena Yenya Liu is elite in any person that is taking a law by his hand. So I'm urging the families who have actually lost their loved ones to remain calm, and the government will take parallel measures to bring people to book.
Kualak pressed the government's condolences to the families who lost their loved ones in the violence. He says security forces in the Woonlit area have apprehended 14 people from both sides.
We arrested the brigade people to have involved are now being arrested under the attention of the government now. There are 7, so both sides. We may not be enough within the number of the people that have been detained. The real criminals who survived the death are not yet caught. And I'm looking after exactly the very people. And I'm on the way to the area today. Everything will actually be, the situation will stand by.
Cook is urging people in Tony East to remain calm and for those in the diaspora to convince their loved ones at home to remain calm. He also called on the people of Warabe State to refrain from inciting their communities on social media.
I actually call the son and daughter of Tony East in and outside the country. Our country, for the first, has been peaceful for more than almost a year now. And this incident that just happened was caused by 10 criminals who don't want peaceful coexistence of the people. This is a call from the authority, the commissioner of the area, that we need to unite ourselves and refrain from pushing the conflict over the Facebook and other social media. We call for unity so that our people can live compared to the life they were before the conflict.
Both County Commissioner Cook and Warabe State Information Minister Kwal are blaming individuals, criminals, whom they say do not want peace in Tony East. Kwal also warned state residents against inciting violence on social media, warning that those who do could find themselves facing criminal action in a cyber crimes court recently launched in Juba.
I'm urging particularly those who are actually putting propaganda on social media to be very mindful, because they have heard recently that the court has been formed to investigate anybody who is found instigating or causing any havoc to the peace and tranquility of the community should be dealt through rule of law by this criminal court.
Cook says he does not understand how civilians involved in the cattle raid obtained their weapons, since Warabe authorities carried out disarmament exercise in Tony East earlier this year. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.